RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Some more feedback coming in. Champ, Drake May, that young man is solid. Chump, Brad Holmes, it's been my chump since the trade deadline. We have the worst coach and team in tough division. Future looks bleak. All right, let's look at the coaches in the division. You think Dan Campbell's the worst coach in the division? I guess the division's got some pretty good coaches. I get your point there. But I don't think if I ranked them, I don't think I'd have Dan Campbell at the bottom. Future looks bleak? No, I don't think the future looks bleak. Kang, do you think the future looks bleak for this team?
I wouldn't say bleak. I think as long as you have a top five, top 10 quarterback in the league, you got a shot. And I think, I don't care what anyone says, Jared Goff is he's a top 10 quarterback in this league. Look at his numbers. Yeah. Look what he can do when he's protected. I get it. You got to protect him. But he's obviously shown he can win playoff games as well. I will say this, though. There is a concern the window has closed a little bit, not all the way or anything. And this is what I mean by that, Gator. You brought up the Kirby Joseph injury. Who knows what's going to happen with him?
Yeah.
They just signed him, dude.
I know. That's okay. Money tied up.
Ali McNeil. Did they just give him a big contract extension?
Yeah, they did.
And did he come back and do much this year?
Not really.
That's where you get in trouble when you start panning out the big money and they don't come through for you. And then you're going to have a lot of dead money. So how can Brad Holmes retool? I'm not saying those careers over for those two guys, right, by the way. I'm just saying this right now doesn't look the best, and you don't know what's going to happen. But they still got to pay other guys, Brian Branch, Laporta, Gibbs. Those are big names they have to pay or move on from. That's where windows can close for teams. They get in salary cap hell, and then they have to dig themselves out of it and do it all over again. I'm not sure what's going to happen with those two guys in the lines, but the Kirby Joseph thing worries me a lot because the last time we saw him play, when he got hurt, it looked like he needed a stretcher to get off the field. Right. Then he went to the blue tent and started doing wind sprints like he was going to race Usain Bolt. Finished out the game, and then we never saw him play again. But he was listed as day-to-day, week-to-week. They never put him on IR. And 4 weeks passed, 5 weeks, 6 weeks.
And then there was a setback at some point. And yeah, there's major concerns with that. That's why I'm including safety on the list of players that they're going to have to look at. Not only in free agency, but possibly the draft. And I don't think the window is close to closing. I think the window is still wide open. But what is to be determined is how are they going to fix the offensive line? Because it needs to be fixed. They have to get that thing back to, I don't know if you'll ever get it back to where it was, because it was elite before. But they have to get it back to being top third for sure. If you want to get the optimum amount of output from your offense. And I do think Goff is absolutely positively good enough. I think he's way better than good enough. I think he is a top eight quarterback in this league. I think he just typically makes really good decisions. But when you don't have an offensive line that's opening holes in a run game, and you don't have tight ends that are able to contribute in the pass game or the run game, then your run game's not looking good, and that's not helping out your passing game. And I think that's what we've seen. I think we've just seen this perfect storm of just too much on this team right now. How do they come out of it to begin next year is the big question. And that's why I think the window is still wide open, because you still have great players on this team. You still have a roster just littered with great players, not good players, but great players. But there are question marks about some of those great players, as you mentioned. There's question marks about Kirby Joseph dealing with a chronic injury. Ali McNeil took a step back this year. Now, is that just injury, getting used to it, and then he'll be fine next year? Well, remains to be seen. They have to ask themselves, how much are they willing to pay Sam Laporta? You know, you still have a couple years left for Jahmyr Gibbs. Do you even worry about Jahmyr Gibbs long term, because he's a running back and running backs are disposable in the NFL? He's a weapon for sure. And right now, running backs, you don't pay them that much, so you can still hang on to them, and it's not going to cost you an arm and a leg. But Brian Branch's injury is of major concern. I mean, coming back from, he's got the Achilles, correct? So that's tough to come back from, and not likely to come back anytime soon. So they've got some big things they have to do. They rebuild the offensive line. They got to find out if these guys that have been hurt are, when are they going to be able to contribute, and how are they going to be able to contribute? Dave is next up here, 97.1. Hey, Dave.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I sharply disagree with both those points. The numbers you're looking at, the NFL stupid metrics, four-factor metrics from 1973 that they still use as the traditional NFL passing. When you take other much more refined metrics, ESPN's quarterback adjusted rating, other ones out there that take a lot more relevant factors into play. Jared Goff is...
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
It's like night and day.
Thanks, Dave. Brandon, you're next up here in 97.1. Hey, Brandon.
Hey, what's going on? I was going to hop in on a Lions topic. I was to start from the beginning. We had two coordinators that we lost. That was huge, too, to make adjustments.
Yes.
My next point is, the offensive line is not the same offensive line that we had previous years. That was a huge problem this year. And nobody expected Frank Ragnow to retire right before the season started. Even though we try to get him middle of the season to come back, maybe that might be something that we can revisit during the offseason. But, man, that was huge not having that Pro Bowl center there. And look what happened in the last previous game.
Right. Now, to be fair, it didn't happen right before this season. It happened, I think, a few weeks after the draft that he announced his retirement. But nonetheless, it was after the draft.
Still, you're losing the Pro Bowl.
No, without question, I think that's huge. I think that was the number one thing to happen to this team, is that they had to find a replacement for Frank Ragnow. And, you know, Grant Glasgow is adequate, but he's nowhere near as good as Frank Ragnow. When you take Grant Glasgow away from being a guard, which is his better position, you're weakening another spot.
Then not only that, you know, we lost on this rookie draft, this rookie class as well. It was not good. We always talk about let Brad cook. This draft class wasn't as good. I mean, you know, the previous years as well. I think we're going to bounce back. It just, you know, this is a setback year. We still, like you said, we still got great players. Hey, we got $1 billion payroll of players, so they got to have to figure it out. I mean, I don't think the window closed. Look at the NFL. It did a total flip-flop. You got the Lions out the playoffs. You got Baltimore possibly about to be out the playoffs. All the top teams from last year, except for like a few of them, is it just reversed. You know, you had some teams that were the worst team in the league, like New England Patriots. Now they're on the top of the NFC. So every year is not guaranteed in the NFL. I mean, injuries, health, Laporta being hurt, that hurt us a lot too, man. And just, you know, we go bounce back. It just, we got to have a good draft, a good offseason, and whatever. I'm be honest with you, if Campbell got to be making play calls, we need to get a new offensive coordinator.
Well, I think that's and thanks for the call. I think that's definitely on the horizon. I think that's probably one of the priorities for them, is to identify who the next offensive coordinator is going to be, because I don't think Dan Campbell wants to be making these calls every game, wants to be the play caller. I think he wants to implement his offense, but have somebody else making the calls. It didn't work out with John Morton. I don't know if they pulled the plug on that too soon, or if he's just the wrong guy and identify that, okay, this isn't where his strength is, whatever, let's find something else. But yeah, that's something that has to be figured out, and they have to find out if the defensive coordinator is somebody they want to continue to work with as a DC, or are they going to, you know, look outside the organization and find somebody else. And that's the big thing, is it's looking outside the organization and not promoting from within, but giving somebody who's got experience an opportunity. And Lord knows there are plenty of those guys around the league, but can you find the right fit, the right guy who, you know, embodies everything else that you want in an assistant coach? That remains to be seen. Al's in Southfield. You're next up here, 97.1. Hey, Al.
Hi, Scott and Kang. I'd like to give my champ and chump of the weekend. Yep. My champ of the weekend is Kyle Whittingham for being named as the head coach of Michigan football. I feel he's the right guy that can be able to navigate Michigan away from this cloud of negativity and put them in a position to compete for the national championship. And my chump of the weekend is Ryan Kennedy. I felt he went off script and with his teeth and desist orders as it relates to these threats, and continues to use his full name. And I thought he was just piling on. Just stick to the script, and he'll be fine.
I was like Ryan Kennedy, the Lions fan.
The Lions fan. Yes. Mm-hmm.
You're giving him the chump.
Yeah, I'm giving him the chump.
Okay, fair enough. Write it down. Take that. 248-539-9797 is a telephone number. We haven't really gotten into the whole Kyle Whittingham hire just yet. Maybe we'll take some calls on that, some texts on that as well, and continue to take your calls and texts on the Lions and where they're at and just where you're at as a fan right now. You know, are you happy that what happened on Thursday happened to be put out of your misery, so to speak, and moving on? Or, you know, is it disappointing? Were you hoping they could win that game and then you could still have hope for this week? Packers ended up losing to the Ravens. And, you know, Baltimore looked awfully good in that game with their backup quarterback. Packers had their backup quarterback in there, but their backup quarterback might be better than their starting quarterback. But the Lions would have had a chance going into the last week of the season. Could have been interesting. And unfortunately, it's not there. It's not there because what they did was lose in a most disturbing way. It's the worst loss, in my opinion, in the Dan Campbell era because of the circumstances and situation of that game and what it meant. To me, it was the worst. We'll discuss next year, 97.1.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.